This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The San Antonio School District started making its lunches healthier to try and fight obesity. They ended up making a lot of money, as Andrew Oxford reports.
It's lunchtime at Lady Bird Johnson High School in San Antonio. Hundreds of ravenous teenagers are crowding into the cafeteria, and if you're expecting fruits out of a can and microwaved cheeseburgers, you would be wrong. Louisa Cates plans the menus for the school district. She showed me around.
Here's a little marinated cucumber salad for them to try something new and different, and a variety of apples, peaches. You know, peaches are in this week, so we could buy peaches, oranges.
Across the country, school cafeterias are rolling out healthier menu items to counter an obesity epidemic. What schools may not have expected was that a healthier menu could also mean a healthier bottom line.
So there was a greater profit in the schools that implemented the healthier nutritional goals.
Roberto Trevino works at the Social and Health Research Center in San Antonio. He just completed a 3-year study of 42 middle schools around the country. Half of them changed their menus to include more fresh fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, while cutting out high-calorie desserts and sugary drinks.
There was no negative impact on the finances of the school. Both sets of schools were profitable, but the intervention schools made $1.1 million more profit than the control schools.
While schools may have worried that fruits and vegetables would just rot on the shelf if they ordered more, Trevino says it's all about how you sell it. In the study, schools and students were encouraged to really market the more nutritious items.
It was peer pressure that was producing these changes on the children to go into line and consume the healthier meals.
So what's the big seller at Lady Bird Johnson High School this week? Cates says the cafeteria's manager has sold out of kiwi.
She had to get a second delivery, a third delivery this week, just to keep up with the fresh fruit choices with the kids.
Whatever the hot item is next week, you can be sure it won't come out of a can. In San Antonio, I'm Andrew Oxford for Marketplace.